when families gather together on a special occasion, they often tell stories like, do you remember when you and Jack won a medal for swimming? Or, what about the time when Auntie Mabel got on the wrong train? Stories that kind of, they're part of family shared history that reminds them of their bonds to each other. And when Christians meet as God's family, we too share stories, stories that we tell each other. And they're special stories, the stories of how God has cared for and guided his people throughout the centuries. And we have heard two of those today about Peter and Elijah. One of the stories that I'm sure will be added to our own particular family's collection, archive of family events, is what happened when my son Martin and I went for a swim in the Isle last week. And, okay, I know it's old hat to you, but it's the first time for us, so it was really quite exciting and different and so on. We walked along the path to the camp at High Floats and went in. And it was quite pleasant being a hot day and we were carried along by currents. It was all very nice. When we went under the bridge near Deer Park where the rest of the family were gathered, so we were capturing on film, and one of our grandsons, this was caught on the family video, one of them said, I wonder where they're going. And the other one said, Holland, maybe. And then we didn't quite get that far. By the time we got to sort of approaching the Martini bar, we realised it was time to get out. And so we started to head for the shore and actually realised that hitting the right spot at the bank is rather more difficult than it looks. At least the first time around, perhaps that should get easier. Anyway, we made it. Here I am, truthfully. Of course, I'm saying it. But I wonder if that was the other people's problem as well. Getting in to the water, getting out of the boat in this case, was the easy bit. Or Elijah's too, for that matter. We can imagine him sitting in his cave and saying, another fine mess you've got me into. They both had been called to take risks for their faith, and they did not know what they were getting into. Christian life can be rather like that too. It seems easy enough to get in. Some people rather feel that baptism is a bit of a pretty ceremony, but not much more. And you even hear devout Christians saying something like, well, I was baptized as a baby, but it didn't mean anything. Well, obviously you don't remember it, because, you know, you were just a baby at the time. But it's a mistake to downplay it that way. Because baptism is important. Baptism is where it begins. Where it all begins. It involves water, which is both life-giving and dangerous. We enter that moving stream, which is the life of the church, taking us past different features along the riverbank, different situations and many and varied challenges and opportunities that come our way as we try to put our Christian faith into practice day by day. And yes, sometimes it is a struggle to reach safety or to know what to do next. But just as in the hour of there, I can rely on strength and experience to get me to the riverbank. So we can rely on the strength and the faith which God provides. But we can also rely on our experience of Him. That experience gained through being attentive to our baptismal calling, those promises that are made, and being mindful of them as we make our journey through life as Christians. We gain experience also through our awareness that God is with us, through the scriptures, through prayer, through sacraments, and through our fellowship one with another. in that family to which we are called to be members by our baptism. Our experience and our awareness of God in as many ways tells us what He is saying to us is, do not be afraid. He is reaching out His hand to us whenever we're going to stop, whenever that current seems to be rather faster than we expect. And that is why Christian faith does not involve staying in boats, or in a cave, or on the riverbank. We are called to follow Him and to take risks. We follow the one who said to Elijah, get up, to Peter, come to me, and to us all, come, follow me, even if we don't know which way.